Penguin Random House Audio presents Kiss Me in the Coral Lounge, Intimate Confessions from a Happy Marriage. This is the author, Helen Ellis. For Victoria Buckley Curran, who has heard every word. Hello, you have reached 212-734. Please leave a message for Lex or Helen. Radio Shack Answering Machine, 2001 through 2021. My husband snores, and yours will too. A bear walked into a jewelry store, and nobody was bothered but me. Well, it was Vegas. The bear was on a leash like a 600-pound dog. The woman walking him had trained him like a dog. The bear sat by a display case of diamond earrings. The bear was motionless, but it growled. It growled, and it growled. Everybody kept shopping, but I was frozen, because there was a bear in a jewelry store. It growled, and it growled. And then I woke up. My husband's snoring works its way into my dreams. I've dreamed I was watching a parade and his snoring was Shriners. I've dreamed I was on The Price is Right and his snoring was The Wheel. I've dreamed I was on safari and his snoring was lions eating a little girl. Yeah, the dreams ain't always good. My husband didn't always snore. At least, we don't think he did. I first became aware of it in our early 40s, more than 10 years into our marriage, after I went to a doctor to have wax cleaned out of my ear. The doctor said, "Gotcha." I heard a kerplunk, as a wad of wax, which had made me partially deaf for I don't know how long, fell out of my ear and into a kidney-shaped, dusty rose yerp tub like petrified Hubba Bubba chiseled out from under a desk. And then I heard birds chirp over bus breaks outside the doctor's ground floor office window. And then I heard his receptionist's gold bracelets jangle as she reached for my check. When I got home, I heard the oven preheat light click off once it reached 350 degrees. And that night, I heard my husband snore. His snoring grew louder in the winter because our air conditioner, which buzzes like a microwave nuking a tinfoil swan full of leftovers, was turned off. His snoring grew more frequent when the apartment was dry. His snoring is now nearly nightly, my husband claims, because he's put on weight. He looks the same to me. But I think the culprit is age. All my middle-aged friends' middle-aged husbands sound like they're chainsawing crackers in bed. How do I know? Because this is what we talk about when we talk about our husbands. Snoring and skin tags and prostates and knees. Just this week, my friend Erica introduced me to her friend Cynthia at lunch, and Cynthia said, "My husband doesn't snore, he poo-poos. As he's going to sleep, he makes this little pff or pff sound." "So does mine," I said. "Oh my God, so does mine," Erica said. Cynthia said, "I pinch his lips together with my fingers, but he pffs or he poofs out the side of his mouth." No, nasal strips don't work. If you can convince your husband to wear one, which, depending on your husband, can be akin to him convincing you to go night-night in a wrought iron chastity belt, the strip peels off, or worse, turns him into a mouth breather. More than once, I have dreamed I was being seduced by Darth Vader. So we kick them and feign sleep. Oh yes, we've all done it. They stop snoring because we've kicked them, or pinched their nostrils, or pushed their bodies off the bed. I know women who've punched their husbands in the back. My personal preference is to hoist my lower half into midair and slam it down on the mattress, or gyrate in place. Our husbands wake up and we pretend they have woken themselves up because we are sleeping soundly. See how our eyes are closed and we are breathing slowly? See how we don't respond to accusations or pokes? I have never faked an orgasm, but I can play dead. I've watched enough survivalist and true crime shows to know how to roll into a ball so a moose bats you around but then leaves you alone, or go limp so a serial killer who's killed your sorority sisters walks out to find you because he thinks he's killed you too. But none of this is a long-term solution, so we do our best to live with it. We buy earplugs, and let me tell you, there are many different kinds of earplugs on the market. I ended up favoring the pink ones, which you are instructed to twist before slipping into your ears. As soon as they're in there, you feel them expanding like spray foam that exterminators use to clog mouse holes. It sounds creepy, but what are you going to do? Keep those earplugs in your bedside drawer like antacid or Viagra. That's what you're going to do. Because bedside drawers are full of hope. And I'm sorry to dash yours. Earplugs muffle, but don't mute the noise. They fall out of your ears and find their way into your armpits. We build pillow forts. We put pillows over our heads. We pull covers over our heads. We tamp our bodies down with weighted blankets that some folks use to weather thunderstorms. We drink. We take drugs. We wear headphones and listen to podcasts. Many of us fall asleep to other women discussing other women's murders because we would rather hear recaps about dismemberment, cannibalism, and skin suits than snoring. We buy sound machines. And let me tell you, there are many different kinds of sound machines on the market. Some sound like frogs. Some sound like forests. Sometimes an owl hoots. But I don't find any of this relaxing. Same goes for oceans and dolphins. They make me want to pee. I chose the sound machine that my shrink has by her door so that no one in the waiting room can hear you crying. Or it's there to make you think nobody in the waiting room can hear you crying because you can't hear them. I'm sorry to inform you, we can hear you in the waiting room. If I had a few hundred bucks for every time I politely didn't look up from my book when a patient came red-faced out of my shrink's office, I could afford therapy without health insurance. My sound machine looks like a deflated volleyball and whirs. If you flick the switch to the second level, it whirs a little louder. Every night, I curl toward it like a puppy in a cardboard box curls towards a ticking clock meant to simulate its mother's heartbeat. The problem is, sound machines compete for your attention. Like when you cover your ears because someone is telling you something you don't want to know about and go, la, 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 I can't hear you. Some of my friends lean into the theory of more noise and create a cacophony of kids, cats, and dogs by hollering, everybody in the bed. My friend Mary Jo says my three fur babies, a.k.a. a golden retriever, a black lab, and a German shepherd, actually sleep in their own beds on the floor in our bedroom, but they snore just as loud as my husband does, so it sounds like a motorcycle rally. Some of our husbands have gone so far as to undergo the knife. My friend Heather's husband had surgery on his palate. She says he had something wrong, something hung down wrong, or something like that. I can't recall the details, but it worked for a few years, and then the snoring came back, which was expected, the doctor said, if he gained weight as he aged. Another friend's husband had a nose job without a nose job to fix his deviated septum, but his snoring came back too. To add insult to injury, he says, I don't do well with anesthesia. I always wake up. I woke up in my colonoscopy and fought the nurses. This time, I woke up to the crunch when they broke my nose. My friend Jean struggled with her husband snoring for 8 years until she laid down an ultimatum. She said, if you don't get a sleep study, I'm going to stab you with a knife or divorce you. I'll tell the judge I'm a crackhead and leave you with the kids. A sleep study is spending the night in a hotel room, except there are doctors watching you through cameras and monitoring your vitals. A sleep study is to find apnea. Apnea means you stop breathing while you snore, which means you get as close to death without really dying until the one day you do die, right next to your partner. The anxiety of you dying with your head on the neighboring pillow keeps your partner awake at night because when she hears you stop snoring, she holds her breath until you bolt upright back to life like a zombie who heard a twig snap. My friend Erica's husband's sleep study was cut short after only 3 hours because he'd already stopped breathing more than 30 times each hour. The doctors gave him a CPAP machine, which he has used ever since. A continuous positive airway pressure machine is a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?